today I'm in Corsham with Jonathan Bewley, who I've known ever since I moved to Box, I think.
Ever since you moved in, Janet. That's quite right.
How long were you a funeral director for?
1986 I joined the company. April the 1st was quite an apt date, but before that I'd helped my father. That's all I ever knew. My father was a funeral director from the day I was born, so I've known funeral directing, or undertaking as it was in those days, all my life. But 1986 I joined, when I was 32.
Oh, that's quite interesting, isn't it? So you've done other things first?
Yes, I was a bit of a hippie. I dropped out of college. I worked as a dustman, a long-distance lorry driver, a grave digger, ice cream man.
But the history has repeated itself, hasn't it?
Yes, Aaron was the same, but he was a little younger when he decided. I would never have asked them, just as my father never asked me. Mm-hmm. Never. I wouldn't have forced any of them to join the business. But Aaron asked if he could. Mm-hmm. And he's been quite successful.
Yeah, but he wasn't straight out of school, was he?
But then he took a year out to go to learn horticulture in New Zealand, where he learned how to snowboard.
Yes. Yeah, I can see the attraction of that.
Yeah.
So the next question is, do you drink tea?
I do drink tea.
And what's your favourite cup of tea?
English breakfast tea. I don't like Earl Grey, that's the tea of the devil. And I don't like fruit teas. I like tea to be strong and English.
That's good. Although it's probably not grown here, is it, Jonathan?
Well, no, but it's in the English manner.
So how do you respond to the statement Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
We can be truthful. I think it's dying.
Right.
I think people haven't got time for religion. They think there's no need for it. They don't want to give time to anything. It's not just religion. It's not just Christianity. I know Muslims whose parents, but they no longer have any faith. And it's other things like the old Rotary clubs, the Lions clubs. They're all dying because youngsters, and it is youngsters, feel they haven't got time or don't want to. They communicate in different ways. You can't really communicate with God on your iPhone, can you?
Well, I think there are probably apps that suggest
there may well be, but I think that is...
Yeah. That's really interesting. You're the first person who's been brave enough to say that, actually, of most of the people. Although somebody said, one of my atheists I interviewed said, it should be dying on a rationalistic
No, I don't
ground.
Think it should be dying. I mean, there's all sorts of things. Is it religion or Christianity that's dying? I mean, Christianity, to me, there's also an ethic as well, isn't it? The Bible sort of teaches us to care for one another. And I don't think people care for one another like they used to.
Mm. I guess one of the reasons I was really keen to interview either yourself or Aaron is because you see families and situations in their rawest times. And I guess that's where there's nothing hidden.
No, people are quite open with us. I've a very good friend of mine, a clergyman, I won't say his name now, but we used to have chatter along and talk about things and in the hearse and that. And I say, I suppose they took... No, they didn't tell me that. And I think they felt more relaxed with me than they did a person from the clergy. Because someone sat there with a dog collar is a person... I think you might frighten some people who are not used to going to church and to meeting clergymen, women.
I do think the fact that I'm really small and female makes me slightly less scary in some situations.
Oh, I don't know, you scare a few people, Janet. And I know you scare a few. Size isn't everything, you know.
Yeah, sometimes I do have to be scary. Yeah, it's true. So I guess this ties in with the stuff that... So are you doing more non-religious services than you were say, even 5 or 10 years ago?
Definitely, definitely.
What sort of proportion, have you got any idea at the moment?
Coming to 40%, if not 50%.
And what do they really mean by non-religious when people ask you for a non-religious service?
That's a good question. We don't believe in God, okay, but we do want a hymn. And Mum liked the Lord's Prayer, so we'd like that as well. So is it rote? Is it ceremony? Is it rite? Or my mother had a non-religious funeral service. That's because that's what she wanted. But to me, it didn't help me at all, because you tell the officiant all the spiel of their life, but it's all what we knew anyway. So it meant absolutely nothing. I wasn't sad when she died, so whether I needed religion or not, it's
interesting, because we had a non-religious service for my dad.
Yeah.
Which was fine. He wasn't a believer. But we had an officiant who'd been, I think, thrown out of the humanists. I might ask you about this, because...
Oh, yes.
Because I said, we talked about it, and his view was... Well, there's people who are going to be there who are religious. So for those people, it would be good to have something. So we had the Bible reading from Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything. And he suggested I lead everyone in the Lord's Prayer. And I'm thinking, that's why they chuck you out, the humanists. Is that right?
That would be right. The humanists are very dogmatic. There is no mention of religion whatsoever. Which, not denigrating anybody, but in a funeral service, anyone can say a prayer. Anyone can go to a prayer meeting and say a prayer and lead people in prayers. So you can actually have technically what the family would call a non-religious service, because there isn't a cleric there. But they still might have a hymn, or they might still have a prayer, or say, Mum, love the 23rd Psalm.
So are people really, then doesn't sound like most people are really clear this is a, we're signing up for a humanist service.
No.
In the same way.
No. And the other thing is, and I will say, I think the church is lax in this now. In my experience of the years, there's no aftercare. And I would say that happens in the church now as well. Unless people are regular churchgoers, I think the funeral's done. There's no follow-up. I know there are less clergy, that's the problem, but this was a training parish and there was always a curate, and the curate always went to visit people at least once, and if they needed more, would go and visit again. It's good training. But there was always, not always a curate, sometimes the rector would go.
It's really time-pushed. I know it's something I could do, but I'm not very good at.
Yeah, well, there's very few clergy, isn't there, really? It's not...
Well, I do the job that three people did 30 years
ago. Exactly. So you cannot do it. But at least if you knew someone needed something, you'd go, wouldn't you?
Mm.
But someone who's charged £250 to perform a ceremony, that's it. I've had my check. Thank you very much.
Mm.
It's just a job.
Yeah. When I interviewed Phil Harrison for this, and I asked him what for him had been one of the best things about being ordained, and he said it was actually the funerals, being the sort of privilege of being with people.
It is a privilege, and you meet people from all walks of life, people that I would never normally have met, and people who do actually become sort of friends.
So I guess we could go straight on to what is the best thing for you about being an undertaker.
And I've just told you that answer. Meeting these people from all walks of life, different occupations, different stories that they can tell me. That's what I love. The best thing is to go and meet people in their homes. I love to go and meet people in their homes, because you see all the photographs and the things. And they open up and they talk to you. I met a lighthouse keeper once.
Wow.
Yeah. Where else would you meet? This was one of these guys who actually went to the lighthouse for 3 weeks at a time. Where would you meet a lighthouse keeper?
What sort of thing do people say to you when they want to have a church funeral service but they don't normally go to church or have a Christian minister? So
we'd like a church service, but we don't think we could have one because, and my answer has always been, the church would welcome you with open arms. Always. I've never deterred people from going to church. A friend of mine recently lost his daughter, and they're not religious, but we had the service in church because that's the proper way a funeral should be held. They didn't go to the crematorium or anything. They had everything in church with his faith. He still had favourite hymns, and they chose the reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always found that the church is very receptive.
So, I wonder why. Why do people want a church service? Because it's something that's important to them, even though they're not there anymore. I guess that's what I'm trying to find out. But that might be different for each person.
I think that probably is different for each person. And then they say, we're not church goers, but Mum believes in God, or we believe in God. And then you think, well, believe in God, but don't. Well, you don't have to go to church to believe in God. That's one that's often said.
And that's, yeah. I mean, I guess that's the crux of my question, isn't it? Is about Christianity and believing in God, and the church-going figures are very different. And also, we've got a big thing about Sunday and non-Sunday at the moment. So we do a lot of non-Sunday things, particularly in Cullen. Last year, we had more people at our non-Sunday things than our Sunday things for the first year. They're our regular activities. So not like including nativity where the church is full, but our regular activities, we have more people on.
When you say regular, what are these activities, Janet?
So we have a weekday communion service on a Thursday. We have toddler group on a Thursday once a month. We have a children's service called Shine once a month on a Friday. So when you tot up those versus the Sunday attendance, those are bigger.
I can see toddlers being more attractive to people. Can I just go into the competition, the Roman Catholics? I was amazed when I first started doing funerals in church. And I think, they weren't expecting so many people. But as soon as the Mass was finished, because the funeral rite of the Catholic is church, three quarters of them would walk out. They only came because there was a Mass being said. And there's still people like that who come because it's a Mass. They will come, whether they knew the person or not. They come for the Mass.
Oh.
Now that's different.
That is very different.
But then with lots of, I think because there's so much rote in the Catholic, because my wife's Catholic, all my children were brought up as Catholics. So I said, that's fine. I don't care. You know, God doesn't care if you're Catholic, Anglican, or. But even now, him out there, he would cross himself. He'd take his son to church on a Sunday because he still goes to church.
There's something about persistence on a Sunday, and certainly a lot of Catholics have Saturday night mass now as well.
Yes, yep.
And that's very popular. I'm not sure if we... I mean, some Anglican churches have their family service at that time on a Saturday, but I'm not sure that would work for us in Box. We have a Wednesday afternoon thing in Box now, which we just started last year, once a month, and that has people coming to it. So...
How many?
Maybe 15 children and 15 adults.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So our service, the weekday service in Cologne, which is very standard old-fashioned Book of Common Prayer service, and we have tea and cake afterwards. Last week we had 14 people.
What age range?
They tend to be older, so sort of 50 plus.
Yeah, 50 plus. You see, that's older people again. Tea and cake afterwards. It's community.
Works for
and
them.
It brings them out.
And Rudlow, the thing that we do in Rudlow on a Sunday afternoon once a fortnight, is kind of 15 children, 15 adults. So that's technically a box church thing. goes in the box church book.
Hmm.
It doesn't count as our non-Sunday attendance, but it boosts our Sunday attendance hugely.
So what's your average attendance on a Sunday at, say, Thomas Becket?
Somewhere between 25 and 35. It's not high. It used to be higher. 5 years ago, it was more.
Hmm. And mostly older people? Not all, I should imagine, but...
Not all. Quite a few. It's curious, isn't it? Sundays are a real mystery to me, but then... My husband works on Sundays now.
Exactly.
More.
I was just going to say, Sundays aren't as Sunday. Sunday used to be really quite a boring day, didn't it?
Mm.
You could go to church. The pubs weren't open. There weren't places. Now, everywhere's open. You get people go shopping on Sundays. They it's a day off with the children. Lots of people work Sundays.
We also have a lot of other people in box where if... And it's normally Dad is working long hours. He doesn't see the children at all during the week. And that impacts on what they want to do at the weekend.
And church doesn't come into it. Although no. Church could be a family thing, couldn't it?
It could be. But it's how they balance that with the rest of what their family want to do, including sport and
that's another thing. I mean, that you look at... And I'm a great advocate of children doing sport. I've sponsored. But you look on a Sunday, there's children at 10 o'clock. There's probably 100 children out at the Corsham Cricket Club in the summer.
Mm.
You obviously know Leafy Lane and there's all... Yeah, there are all those things.
So I think I'm coming to the conclusion Sunday isn't a very good day to have church. Certainly not Sunday morning.
No, probably not. And others might just want to lie in on the Sunday.
If it's the only day in the week they're not getting up at 6 o'clock and somebody's leaving the house.
Yeah. But you said Saturday evening wouldn't work either.
I'm not sure. I don't know if people are around Saturday evening.
Depends what time, doesn't it? 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Mm.
Doesn't really impinge on anything then, does it?
No. And we were going to stick with the Wednesdays, I think, for Grace at the moment. But I think what I'm really intrigued is what families are doing on a Sunday, why they're not coming to church. When some families are going to church, and that's one of our problems, is that we've got 5 or 6 families who go to different churches in Bath because we don't have a Sunday school.
Yeah.
But if we did have a Sunday school, if those 6 families came, we'd have enough for Sunday school. But they all actually go into Bath to different churches, so because we don't have a Sunday school, I probably just ought to talk to them about it. But I'm not even sure that they go that regularly. Because if you're going to then have a Sunday school, you need people to be coming quite regularly to keep up the critical
mass. To keep it going, absolutely. That's what they do at St. Patrick's on a Sunday. The children go upstairs because they're lucky because they've got that... I don't know if you've been in St. Pat's, but they've got a room upstairs, so the children go up there.
But some people want to do that, but other people don't want to be apart from the children because they're not with them during the week. It's difficult.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing that begins with T?
Right, now I'm thinking I can't have something that begins with the, can I?
Some people have taken that approach.
Well, I've got two then, in that case. It would either be the South West Coast Path, which my wife and I walked in its entirety. Just the two of us together for 62 days.
In one go?
Yes.
Wow.
Just before I was 60. And my other passion that begins with T is the theatre.
So what are your favourite sorts of things at the theatre?
Oh, I love anything at the theatre. Shakespeare, I've become fond of Shakespeare, but it doesn't matter. Comedy, I do like comedy. I suppose my favourite play is probably The Master Builder, though, Ibsen. Live theatre, I don't mind, even if it's semi-professional. I just love to see people acting.
Quite a few people that might be winning our votes for tea is actually theatre, which in some ways surprises me. Some people have said time, but the theatre is very popular.
I love theatre. We go 2 or 3 times a month.
Wow, that's dedication.
The most important thing in my life was the Southwest Coast Path, and it is called the Southwest Coast Path because that was great. Two of us, most of the time we were on our own. Family did come and visit us on the way round, but that was, we started in Minehead and walked right the way round Land's End and walked all the way past Sandbanks, a little further, and then finished in Poole.
That's a big walk. So thank you very much for speaking to me today, Jonathan.
It's been a pleasure.